Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Whoa. Hey. Welcome to the Sunday evening edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. We're happy to be here with you. And hope that you will get in the phone line early if you'd like to get a reading. Jimbo Baggins here is going to give you some good tips on how to make your phone call successful. And how if you can't call in because you're international or, you know,
whatever reason.
Yeah. He'll tell you about a different way that you can do it completely free. So, yes, I'm Deborah Lee. I will be giving you your readings as the Psychic Love Doctor. It was a title I was given back in the mid-90s by AOL. They scouted me out, offered me a job, and I was like, oh, yeah. Well, I've kept it ever since. People seem to really respond to it. But let's make a distinction right here that we don't just handle love problems. You can come to us with career issues or wanting to get further ahead in your career. Any type of family issues you might have or other difficulties. And we certainly are able to literally peek in on the people in our lives to see what they're thinking, how they're feeling, with a great deal of accuracy, I might add. So you can bring questions to us involving your partners, your children, your neighbors, friends, coworkers, you name it. And we can give you intuitive insights. I want to welcome our Facebookers who are watching from the Psychic Love to Show page that is on Facebook. And I want to welcome all of you blog talkers who have been lately joining us from around the world. And we love that. And we appreciate you so much considering for many of you right now, it's already, what's tomorrow? Monday for you, or it's very late. So we honor you for joining us for the show. What?
Donna Marie, it's been a while.
Excuse me, that made me choke up a little. Hey, Donna Marie, glad to have you with us too.
It's been a few moons.
Yes, it has. And congratulations again on your beautiful daughter.
Your papoose.
So I want to remind everybody, and those of you who are new, need to be aware that I'm using only an ordinary deck of playing cards. But this is a vastly different method than what you may be used to. Because not only are we able to look at your life path, we're able to pick and choose what we want on that life path in many ways. We're able to use the tools of choice and change, which I'll demonstrate with callers. Because a lot of times people think, oh, I went and got a reading. She said, blah, blah, blah. This is what's going to happen. Well, that's not really how it goes. First of all, you create your own reality. The cards are going to reflect that, and they're going to manifest with you toward that fantastic future that you're yearning for. Yes, you are yearning. So I'm going to hand this over to Jimbo now, and he's going to get your phone calls all set up.
Yes. First of all, we've got to do our disclaimer. Want to remind everybody this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. That's our opening disclaimer that we must do. Also, if you're an international caller or viewer on Facebook, let us know, and we'll give you a live international shout-out. We shall do so. We always do them. We should give them at least a couple every night, which is cool. We like it. We like people to be around the globe, spanning the globe.
Yeah, exactly.
Those little ABC sports thing. All right. Let's see. Let's get into the technical important stuff because it's primarily a call-in show, and that number is 515-602-9676. That's the number you call in. When you call in, you'll go on hold, as we have people on hold right now, and it will tell you you can hear the show while you wait. And you can hear the show while you wait, so you know everything's perfect.
You're not missing anything.
And you know everything. If you have silence, there's a problem.
Yes, true.
Every few months, there's a glitches. You know, it's computers and internet and stuff. Sometimes there's glitches. And if you hear nothing, something's not right in Bangkok. So try again. And if you keep continuing to hear nothing, then somebody needs to let us know. A lot of times we know because we'll see no callers or we try to talk to them and there's nobody there and stuff like that. So, but anyway, if you hear the show, bottom line is everything's cool. You're on a list. You're not going to get forgotten. when we take your call, which means you're coming off a hold, please do the following things if you safely and legally can. Get off the speakerphone and Bluetooth right away. It's just not good. It's one of the things that degrades. The quality of the sound on our end is crap, you know, and we'll talk about why. Get rid of, excuse me, frog in my throat. Stop multitasking, because you do that when you're on hold and make time pass. Stop just anything. The background sounds, listen to the radio, watching football. Yeah, we got it. You're on hold. You know, it's boring. You don't want to sit. You might not want to listen to the show, especially at first when we're not even doing a reading. We're just doing our intros. And you might be like, oh, I hear this every time I call in. Rolling your eyes. We understand. We have to do these things for new folks. Okay? And just the basic stuff. Sit down, relax. Don't move around. Even just being outside can be a problem. Wind and stuff, you know. It's just... You're not just calling a buddy down the street. You're calling through the internet radio show. It's going through the internet to us, coming out our speakers, not like they're $10,000 speakers, you know, the computer speakers. So the better you can make this experience, it'll be good for you, good for us, and good for the other callers. They don't have to wait while we keep asking each other, huh, what, huh, what? And that's the name of that tune, like Tony Beretta said.
Who?
Tony Beretta.
He did?
That's the name of that tune.
Do you know, I'll bet a lot of people right now are going, huh?
No, they don't know. That was like early 70s, possibly mid, maybe mid at the latest.
Yeah.
Yep. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Don't do it. All right. Let's see. Part number two on this is if you cannot call in, like Deb said earlier, we have another way. We have ways you can call in. And that is through Facebook Messenger. And that's... If you're not on the phone, you're probably already watching Messenger, and you're like, huh, how do I do this? You got to be friends with Deborah Lee. Pretty simple. Most of you are. If you're new, you can tell us that you just sent a request, and she'll go and accept it right here because she has her device handy.
Yes.
And then you'll be able to call on the Messenger, using Messenger, which is, you know what, it's just like a phone. And you can even use video, but you don't have to. You can use audio. Sometimes if you have bandwidth issues, the internet's choppy, audio is going to make it a better experience. But you can, here's the catch, you don't Messenger until we tell you folks to do so. There isn't a cool automatic hold system where it stacks you folks up. It rings live. We have to kill it if we're not ready. So only Messenger when we say to do so. Covers it pretty much, except that is the sound of transition and harps. That means that you're reading with Deborah. Come to a conclusion. This doesn't mean, that means it's time for me to ask a couple more quick questions. Negative, Ghostwriter. That means your reading with her is over. I'm about to give you tonight, it is a healing angel card reading. It's a quick one card reading. And then we got to move on. We have other callers. We can't have the back and forth question after question after question, free radio show. That's what
you can hire
arrange.
Me.
PsychicLoveDoctor.com on the internet. If you would like that type of reading, then it is uno. Yeah, basically one-on-one.
What is? Yeah, one-on-one.
So one-on-one.
Mano-y-mano.
Mano-y-mano. Yeah, I don't like that one. But anyway, the time block that you have, it's just you two. You can ask all the questions. You can ask. They don't be different. You can change subjects on your questions. It's your time block. You can ask 10 different subject questions if you desire.
And it's all confidential.
And it's all you. Yeah, and that's your time. So I won't be there to push little buttons and make annoying sounds to harp on you. So to speak, harp. Get it? Harp. Rimshot. All right. I think the time has come to get the show on the road. All right, we're going to go to our first caller. 520 Arizona. 520,
oh,
welcome to the show.
Hello.
Oh, yay. Thank you.
Oh,
thank
nice
you.
To
Lisa.
Hear from you. This is Lisa.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for being there for all of us.
Thank you.
I moved back to the town because I had to take care of some stuff since my significant other died. And then my little 7-year-old grandson was with me over the past 2 days. And he and I went to the market. And it's a tiny town. And there was someone there that I hadn't seen. I've been gone for like a year and a half, but it's like I never left. And I'm walking through Farmer's Market with my little grandson, and there's somebody there that is giving me the evil eye. He's someone I wasn't close to. I just worked with him in a volunteer way on radio show and stuff like that. So we know each other. We went to some of the same parties and things like that. But he was just giving me the most horrible, offensive look. He looked at me and with disgust, he just looked away. And his name is Harry. And I wondered if you can pick up, are people, did Donna was a woman that was after my significant other for years.
Okay.
I don't know if she said something to him and people are becoming divided, or if I said something, like I was talking to Bill a few months ago, and he was walking around, and I said, oh, you outlived everybody. And anyway, was it me that said something in an indirect way, or was it Donna? Where was that? I feel like he's picking a side, which is going to happen, I guess. I was caught off guard.
Did you approach him, Lisa?
I had my 7-year-old grandson. There's no way in heck. In fact, what I did do is my grandson wanted to go jump in the puddle. We walked by, and then we walked. I deliberately, when I was leaving, I had to leave to change my grandson's clothes, and I stood right in front of him, right in front of Harry. I stood right next to him. And I said to my grandson, is there anything in this park that you want in this farmer's market? And he said, no. I did it deliberately so Harry would know that I knew what he was doing. But I can ask him, but, I mean, are you picking anything up? Is it going to get nasty?
I'm trying to find the right positioning of your question.
Am I going to have obvious, toxic, are people taking sides? Are people divided in my ex passing? And
are people divided over what?
Is there going to be a division? Do I have enemies? Do I have, where is Harry coming from? Okay, let's put it just down to Harry. What happened with Harry?
All right. I'm laying out the cards in, folks. I forgot to mention at the beginning of the show, that I'm using a 24-card layout rather than just, grabbing a few random cards. I really prefer to see the whole layout of your life. We used to refer to it as the whole enchilada, okay? And it gives me an idea of, what's happening, and, with you, it's taking your temperature sort of thing.
I've always wondered where that phrase comes from, because I've been to a lot of Mexican restaurants, and I've never seen partial enchiladas on the menu. I've never seen one-third enchilada, three-quarter enchilada. They're pretty much all whole enchiladas. It is what it is. Stains are strange. What do you got, Deb?
It's about the other woman. What's her name? Donna?
Donna. Yeah, Donna.
No.
Yeah.
And she wanted my boyfriend so badly, and she, at one point, we were together for decades, and at one point she thought she was going to marry him, and then he publicly chose me, publicly, you know, so there was no misunderstanding.
Oh, that history there.
So that made her very anti-happy.
I was in that town for decades, so there was a lot of, and she's lived there for decades, and so she tried to split us up toward the end, and I don't know. So it came from the other.
Did your partner date her?
When I first met my partner, he was at the same time seeing both of us, but then but she knew it. I mean, it wasn't. And then he made a public demonstration, you know, that I was, you know, and then she dropped away. She faded away. But towards the end, she was trying to split him off again.
Yeah. Mm. Well, he has chosen a side, and it's not yours. And things were said that that's why he was giving you the stink eye, because he completely believed her side of the story.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I don't, you haven't got any friends there, is what I'm thinking. You know,
I said
you don't have any friends amongst those people. All right.
Oh,
she
well, they're little circles.
Yeah.
They're a little, her circle probably not. But
right.
I have other friends and other little circles.
Yes. Well, there's never going to be a coming together between you and Donna. And I'm sure you're fine with that.
Your circles are not going to unite.
No.
It's not going to look like the Olympic flag with all the little circles together. It's never going to be that.
Did she tell Harry? I mean, was he present? I mean, why would he believe words from her mouth? She's such a liar.
Because she told him and others that you were her friend and that you stole him from her.
Oh, well, whatever on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, talk is...
Yeah, so...
Harry and I were friends up until recently. You know, I hadn't seen him in a while. We weren't bosom buddies, but we were saying hi and goodbye and how are
right.
ya, but no stink eye. No, ever, ever stink eye.
No that's, evil
so
eye.
So I guess this is like a public division.
Yeah.
The line is in the sand, I suppose.
I think so, too. Yes. Now, here's yours. Ta-da!
It's a healing angel card. A little different than the standard angel card. The subject is protection. You are safe. Do not fear. We are with you always and surround you always with our invisible wings of light.
That's good. That's a good card.
Yeah, it's the angel. So that's probably a good card for everybody.
Yeah, especially when you're driving. And I think
Yeah.
We
all right, well, thank you so much.
Yeah, good to hear
from you, Lisa. Thanks for holding for a long,
thank
long time.
You. And we'll talk to you again real soon.
You know where to find us.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye, Amara. Okie dokie.
Yeah.
We're going to go to 631 up the great state of New York. 631, welcome to the show. What
Hello
you got cooking?
Hello there, New York.
What's up?
What's your name, please?
Suzanne.
Well,
Suzanne.
Suzanne.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Well, thank you. Same kind of question, but I interviewed for a position I probably could have if I wanted this week, but it's really not enough money. I'm still holding out for a bus company to call me or a school that pays more.
Still looking at the same big picture.
Okay, well, it never hurts. Keep repeating
no,
the question.
No, that's actually smart.
No, because it'll
smart.
Bring new insights into the picture.
Yep, that's wise to be. You're wise to do so. Okay, well, here we go. And the cards are going down. Mm-hmm. So you have, what's going on this week employment-wise? I know tomorrow's Monday. What's happening Monday for you?
Well, I'm probably going to sub, but then I got a job interview on Friday last minute over the phone, and they kind of did hire me. I had to go to Human Resources sometime this week, but it's like you don't get paid for the Christmas break, February break, and all that. It's a teacher aid job. Then I have another interview Wednesday for a teacher aid job. It's a little bit further out, but it's a little bit more money, and then I'm going to hand in a resume, an application to a bus company where I live tomorrow morning before I go to work, and then I'm still waiting to hear from the other bus company.
Well, I hate to be negative.
Lots of decisions.
But what I'm seeing right now is that this will not be a fruitful week, likely. But don't let that discourage you.
It doesn't sound
That's
like it
simply
either.
Simply what the cards are projecting based on what's happened so far.
Sure, it makes sense, too.
So get that other application going. The more you do, the more this will change. And under sure to come true, I swear you are going to end up with a really good job. It's just a matter of you connecting with it.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, your cards don't look too bad. I think you've actually got a pretty good outlook, you know. You're a fighter inside. You're a warrior. You know, you don't let things get you down. You just keep charging on, if you know what I mean. At least that's what I get from your cards.
Yeah,
so I think that's in your spirit.
Okay.
And it's going to ultimately lead to a great job for you. Sometimes we have to really crawl through crushed glass just to prove how, you know, to the higher power, how much we want something.
Yeah, and some, you know, we all change. Choices are great, but sometimes it really is hard to start making them when you have too many, especially when it's something as important as your life, career stuff.
Oh, absolutely. And money is breaking a lot of people as far as the inflation that's happening and all. Excuse me. So you just keep that good attitude you've got. Keep pounding on those doors, if you know what I mean, figuratively.
I mean, you're doing the right thing. The fact that you have choices means you're doing the right thing.
Absolutely.
It sucks that you got to make choices, and, you know, it's like the catch-22 of that whole business, but, you know.
I'm going to tell you this just so that you know I don't keep anything from you, anybody. But you were right there in the front position for something pertaining with the bus. It looks like it would have been a really sweet job for you. And some guy rolled in and he took it because of all his experience. Yeah. Right?
Okay.
Darn that guy. You know, these last minute Charlies, you know, and it's funny because when we do a reading and I see something awesome's going to happen, and then all of a sudden somebody comes in from the outside and boom, there it went. People might wonder, well, maybe she wasn't meant to get it in the first place. I think it's part of the whole challenge, yes, to keep you driving on.
I mean, yeah, life is a different, it's different for everybody, but bottom line, it's supposed to be challenging.
Yeah, it's not an amusement park out there, people. We only go to them once in a while. It's actually a classroom. Ugh, but that's what we've got, right?
It is indeed. All right, quickly.
Yes,
we shall give you your healing angel card reading before we move on to the next caller. Subject is faith.
Yeah.
Do not lose faith. The storm clouds will soon clear and the sun will shine once more.
Boy, that's good. Hold on to that.
All right. Well, thank you.
And keep calling us.
Sure, and thank you for holding and being very patient.
You're heading toward a breakthrough. You really are.
Yeah, you got, like, the next couple weeks are going to be big for you.
I think so, too.
Deb said probably maybe not so much this week, but coming soon.
Yep.
All right, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
I am going to give an international
shout out
to our bad boy Mike in UK. Once again, is under a different name. But you know what? I would expect no less. When I actually see him with his actual real name, I'm actually more surprised than when I see him with a pseudonym.
Who is he tonight?
He is Harry Carey.
Oh, hey, that's good. That's pretty good.
Well, I mean, that's a two-way thing. Remember Harry Carey? Isn't that like, is that Japanese?
Yeah, when they
cut suicide?
Their stomach.
Ceremonial. Yeah. And also, Harry Carey was a famous Chicago Cubs announcer for like a 4 billion years.
Really?
The baseball Cubs. Oh, yeah. Anyway, cool. So anyway, it's two infamous names. Let's, on that note, let's see where we're going. My alt tab, where are you? Aha, there we are. We are going to area code 972 in the great, great state of Texas. 972, wow. Welcome to the show.
Hello there. What is your name, please?
Hello, it's Jasmine.
Wow.
Oh, hi, Jasmine.
Jasmine, yeah. Well, it's been, I guess it has been that soon. It's been a few days, right? Was it Friday, maybe?
I think so.
I think it was Friday. Well, what's new, Jasmine? Anything new?
Nothing new. Just coming in to get my temperature check.
Okay, so you want to take a look at the situation that we've been discussing. Okay, no new information.
No, you haven't heard from your husband.
You haven't heard any from husband or relatives or anything, or those so-called relatives?
Nope.
Okay, all right. Well, it's good to, if you hear something, then yeah, you definitely want to let us know. It might be interesting. Okay, so the cards are going down. I got to do my preps well. You know, Jasmine, a lot of times no news is good news. I know that's easier said than done. You know?
Is it often or usual, I should say, is it usual that your husband is, say, incommunicado like this?
You don't hear from him for a few days?
Yeah.
Does that happen?
I can't say it's never happened, but I think, I guess I only can assume that he's just embarrassed.
Mm-hmm. You assume that he's doing the proverbial putting the head in the sand to avoid all the conflicts that, I've done it. It's pretty pathetic. But sometimes you get so overwhelmed, you just punch out. It's like, I don't know what to do. I got all this. I got these people. I'll stick my head in the sand and not even think about the subject.
Yeah,
all right, what do you got?
I got that he's really throwing himself into his work.
Or just he's doing something to try to occupy his brain. Okay.
I think you should maybe prepare because I think you're going to end up getting a phone call here from him in the not too distant future that's going to set your blood boiling.
Hmm.
So maybe be, proactive, I guess, expecting but trying to keep it from, what would you say? Keep it from over escalating.
Yeah, and they always say, a person, easier said than done, should always plan for the worst and hope for the best.
I agree. Never hurts to have a contingency plan.
Yeah, I always say, well, here's the worst case scenario, what could happen. Here's the best case. I'm assuming it's going to be somewhere in between, but I got to be prepared for the worst case.
And truthfully, I do not see that he's off running around with some hot chick and, they're tripping the light fantastic and having this amazing affair. It's not.
It's a conversation probably about how he's not going to be back home no time soon, maybe, or just, I mean, I'm not angry. I just, wish I would have had a heads up. I don't like being blindsided.
You see a communication timeline.
I don't even see that he wants you to get mad enough to leave him or anything like that. Go ahead.
Well, I think she wants to know, do you see when that he's actually going to, when's he going to put this on the table?
Yeah, see, I'm not seeing that yet.
So right now, he doesn't want to right now. Then.
He's not going to mention it. He's going to, because in his mind, he's like, I'm pretty sure he thinks there's nothing to talk about because he knows he's not doing anything. So he doesn't feel like there's no need to bring it up.
Yeah, you'll have to address that when that time comes, too. It's like, yeah, you can't keep running away from every little subject. When the time comes, you'll have to talk about that in the future.
Yeah, and it's amazing, actually tragic, sometimes that people can compartmentalize areas of their lives, where for us women, a lot of times, it's all in one big box. There have been cute little videos that have been made about this.
Box.
Huh? Everything.
Go ahead, keep on going.
Everything's in there. We put it all in one big box. Because if somebody like a husband gets us warmed up and where we're really starting to, get angry, we're going to start emptying that box. And furthermore, what you did, blah, blah, blah. And remember when, because that's what we women do. But you men, maybe not you, but men have a tendency, there's a box over here for work, there's one here for home, you know what I mean?
And there's one for the past that you're supposed to let go.
Yeah. Oh, so what do you mean by that?
Because women never let the past go ever in their entire lives. Thank God they don't have vivid memories of their past frickin' lives.
No, that's true.
And if you were in that one too, they remind you, 4,000 years ago, you did this on Saturday night when we
were
together.
I'm sure he's just more so upset that I haven't called. So I feel like he's trying to wait to see when I'm going to call. So in his mind, he's like, I'm not mad though. I haven't given him any reason to think I'm mad. But I'm sure he thinks like, oh, well, when she gets out of her mood, I'm sure she'll call me and then that's when we'll talk.
And that's the thing. There is no evidence here. Not in the cards. You haven't been presented. You've only got hearsay from mama and sister
The fact that he's not communicating, is there some evidence of some truth here, Deb?
I think he's avoiding everything.
Yeah, I think if they were totally full of poop, he'd have been on the phone right away with her.
Well, the thing is, remember, I'm awfully good at this. I can smell a rat in the cart.
I'm not saying he's a rat. I'm just saying there's something that he doesn't want
to
talk about.
Pertaining to the girl.
I know what you meant, so do I. If he was totally free and clear of conscience, why would he be not calling her? That's all I'm saying. See, I don't have cards. She does. That's the difference. It's like point counterpoint here.
No,
like
I agree with you, Jasmine. You're not mad. I think you're bewildered and confused. Like, what the heck? You know, but the holidays are going to tell a story for you. They're going to tell the story because he certainly could get time to come home.
Now, if I was him.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
I would think she's smoking pissed off.
Oh,
so he's terrified to even want to talk to her. Maybe that's why he's not.
Yeah, maybe not.
He thinks as soon as I make that conversation down, I'm going to get lit up like a Christmas tree.
Is he one to face a conflict, Jasmine? Or, can he do confrontation? Or does he just sort of, he doesn't run away from it?
Confrontation as far as your relationship. I don't mean confrontation with another guy or something. I mean, when you guys have
like
really serious subjects. Say again?
He doesn't like for me to be mad or upset, or he doesn't like to bring upsetting things or stuff like that. Like, he doesn't even, by him saying, oh, I might not be able to come home, he won't even tell me that. Like, he'll rather wait till the very last minute to say it because he doesn't like
it. Which is worse. Yeah, he doesn't realize that. Okay.
I'll tell you what, though. If I was in a position like you, but I'd have to have money for this, I'd be hopping on a plane, going out there,
and
just showing up.
Kids,
yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, right.
If you have the capability.
In the perfect world, that would be the way to do it.
Yeah.
His jaw would probably drop and fall into the ocean. He might not ever get it back. It would just vanish. It would drop so hard. He'd be jawless.
Yeah, man. So, honey, just try to keep your good humor if you can.
But she's very positive.
Yeah.
And I'm impressed by that because a lot of women would not be that positive.
And one thing I want you to know.
They'd be pushing panic buttons.
Exactly. But before we go to your angel card, I want you to know that you are, and you sent me a picture. So I'm not lying, saying you are a very attractive lady.
What does that matter?
Because I want to tell her.
Oh, okay.
You've got men all around you. I mean, you would never be alone. One, two, three. She's got three.
But he probably
four.
Knows that then.
Four would be multiplied into more.
If that's the case, then he's well aware of that, the husband.
Yeah, I think so.
And he knows if he screws up, he's gonna regret it. Well, he should anyway, regardless of the attraction thing. You got a family, you got kids, you know, regardless of all that stuff. So, all right, Deb, I think it's time.
It's time.
This is your healing angel card reading. Subject is forgiveness.
Ooh.
Let the past go. Clear your heart and mind through forgiveness. I don't know. And it might not be anything we're talking about. Remember, we don't know. People have a lot of stuff going on in their lives that we don't know about.
Yeah, that might be focused on the mother and the sister.
Or it could be his card because they're a married couple. Their hearts are together. That could be something. That could be his card, maybe.
That's right.
That mystery is always there.
Well, call us tomorrow night if you can. We'll be on News for the Soul.
Yep. News for the Soul, an hour earlier than normal.
Sometimes we get a really great vibe on there where the readings are just like out of this world.
It's a different
atmosphere.
Format and atmosphere, like she said. It's very controlled time-wise. And we get a few extra News for the Soul folks that we don't see all week long.
Right.
So it's kind of cool. It's up to you. We'll be there for sure.
Yeah, so hon, hang in there. Okay.
We'll be here. You know that.
Yeah, we're here for you.
All right. Bye, you guys.
All right.
Bye.
Take care.
Take care. I feel bad for her, you know. Women like that.
I do, but she's remarkably stable.
I think so.
I would not be if I was her.
Yeah. You know, you'd expect somebody like that would be bouncing off the walls.
I would be pissed.
Yeah.
And she's probably making the smart move. We're overreacting would be the bad move, so she's probably the smarter one. Okay, rock and roll a daddy-o. All right, we're going to go to, just want to double check everything's lined up. Is the universe lined up? It is. The caller's still there. Then we shall go to 779 Chicago, Illinois area, I believe.
The best state in the country.
We're in the Chicago area, nearby, yes.
You better stop with that. You better stop with that best state in the country. That's a lie. Y'all are lying. Stop lying.
Fan of Illinois.
Yeah, we just like
it's the most miserable state ever.
You really don't
especially
like
because
Chicago.
Of Chicago.
Because of Chicago.
Yeah, you don't like Chicago. I was
so, all right, so quick question.
All right.
So my best friend John is in the hospital, and he had a stroke. And just see what you see in the cards for him.
How old is he?
John will be 74.
I don't know. I'm getting up in years, so I start to always ask, how old was he? How old was she? You know, when this or that happens. All right. Here. And what did you want to know?
Well, what's the card say about him? Because he had a stroke, and I kind of want to see what the cards are going to tell me what's going to happen with him.
I'll do
all right. You do that. I'll do that.
All right, the cards are going down, and this is not for our current caller because she has been with us forever. This is for the new folks out there that we are not doctors, physician assistants, nurses, anybody that's even read a good medical book typically. So we are not experts.
Got it.
Oh, that's not for you.
It's not for you, too.
Yeah, we know. You've had it.
It's the others.
It's all the newbies out there that we cannot give advice, medical advice, and be taken. It can't be taken for medical face value. Same with legal. Somebody wants to know about building a house and construction of a load-bearing wall, all that stuff. We got our expertise in these areas. We're like the jack of all trades, but we're the masters of nothing, so we have no legal credentials in those areas.
Excuse me, I'm the only living subject matter expert of this method. So I think I am a bit of an expert. You said
it's not in the subjects we're talking about there.
I mean, a bit of a master. All right.
Okay. I'm talking about, you know, stuff, legal stuff.
Okay. Let's see what we got here on your good friend here. Have you gotten any information on him?
Well, yeah, I talked to him. He's still in the hospital. He's talking, blah, blah, blah. He's going to have to go into like an extended rehab facility.
Yeah.
Okay. What side effects is he having?
Yeah.
Slurred speech, difficulty walking, right side paralysis.
Okay, some typical, but you did talk, so it wasn't the speech. At least it seems like it's not bad.
How fortunate that he didn't get complete aphasia. Go ahead, honey. Speak.
Oh, I'm just listening.
Oh, well, because we both have
mothers,
our own mothers have had strokes and their speeches have been affected differently.
My mother can't speak a word of English.
A lick, and my mother can, but she has to just slowly think.
And
you can tell when she slows down and then she gets it out.
And she's got a cartoon
voice. His memory's not as good anymore.
Oh, that I can see. He's going to have some diminished capacity.
Gotta be something at that age.
But, right. But is he going to, like, does it show that he's going to recover from this?
There's very great potential, but you got to work at it. They're going to put him through physical therapy.
Obviously,
and,
yeah, there's definitely
things. Oh, yeah.
Mother didn't want to work at it.
A lot of speech.
And they they said that women have the actual ability to rewrite their brain function, where men do not.
Right.
Yeah, they say
and the, my mother could have regained her.
Yeah, you're right. They say depending on the damage that was done, the brain, because nobody, they like humans know like 1% about the brain, what it really can do. It's power.
She actually had a severe brain hemorrhage right after the stroke. But she didn't want to keep working at it. So what happens is your insurance money runs out.
And that's what sucks. It's the insurance people screw everybody.
They do.
Because,
right.
You know, when people are like, if, you know, there's like those, some people that just get those, like those athletes that are in their 20s and they get strokes. They're athletes. They're motivated. They're ready to go to work and do all this therapy. People 70s, 80s, sometimes they're not as eager. And if they don't follow that program regimentally,
yep,
insurance company says,
he's
you're kind not
of being a little stubborn, but I told him he's got to go regardless.
He's got to, you know, because insurance companies will dump you if you fall out of the program.
That's true. And the thing is, he will stay where he's at and have to live with diminished capacity.
Right, and there's no reason to do that. But, you know.
Okay,
people,
cool.
Everybody, she understands that,
Now, I want to tell you that I see a really great possible, if you choose to pursue it, a great job opening coming for you if you want it.
I wonder where that's coming from.
Yeah, interesting. Not even on the table here. We like that.
It could be something word of mouth, something you happen to glance and see, like on the internet.
You have to open up your ears and eyes a little bit more.
If you are receptive to opportunity, it will come to you.
Sometimes there's risk with that, right?
Oh, sure, yeah. And maybe
there's always risk. There's no such thing as no risk.
Yep, there you go. Some people.
So, I got that. Okay, so.
A lot of people don't want to take any. But.
Is it showing anything about his mental state, though, in the cards?
No, I think that's the greatest thing, is that he's going to really improve. But he's got to work at it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably need a bunch of you folks to kind of be, love you. But I'm going to kick you in the ass if you don't do this type of stuff.
Kind of crack the
whip. That's what he needs.
That's what he needs.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Stand by before you depart, my dear. Healing Angel is the subject of your Healing Angel card reading.
There you go.
Pretty good subject for it, you know.
Yeah.
Healing Angel, at this very moment, you're being bathed in gold, pink, and deep green light. Accept this healing. We, your angels, surround you with wings of love. You're eternally free, eternally fresh, and eternally abundant.
And it sounds like you'll be his angel.
And maybe that's meant for him with you helping out.
Yeah, I agree.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Love you.
Love you, too. Take care.
Take care.
All right, bye.
Bye, and good luck with everything.
Yeah, definitely with all that, yeah. Okay, let's see. Who is on my list? Oh, this is kind of cool.
What?
We're not leaving that state. We're going to stay in Illinois. 618, you're the next caller. Same state. Further down south, I believe.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Very good.
Is this Amy?
Is this Amy?
I'm doing good.
She's on Facebook. I'm not psychic.
This is Amy.
Hi,
Amy.
Hi, guys.
Cool.
We're doing okay.
I'm working outside, so it might be staticky, but I'm...
It's okay.
You're just calling to see what was in my near future.
Okay, what would you like to be?
You want to narrow that down to a subject or two?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
You want to know what's in your near future? Do you want to narrow that down?
Me and Derek, we're doing pretty good.
I'm glad to hear that.
So you want it to be relationship-wise?
Yeah.
There you go. Cool. That works. That's good.
And about that lady's uncle, he just really has to do his OT, ST, and PT really closely, and he'll get it all back pretty much.
What is all that?
I deal with strokes every day.
She's talking about the different therapies and strokes and all the stuff.
Man from the call?
Yeah,
because I deal with strokes every day.
Yeah,
Mike. I'm a nurse
rehab. Yep, you got to do the therapies. They're there for a reason.
Teresa said, though, he's being... stubborn.
A lot of elderly.
Yeah, he'll get over that real quick when he gets tired of being in there.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, you'd be surprised. We've got some parents that didn't really get fired of that real quick.
Yeah, I know.
My mom
but
didn't
young.
Really all the way with the therapy either.
Oh, she didn't?
Yeah.
No. No, she kind of dropped out of it, but she at least got along far enough where she can talk to us. All right, what do you got,
you
Deb?
You and Derek look pretty good to me, really. Sorry?
I thought so. We've been together almost every day.
She says yes.
Well, yeah,
yes,
and it looks like things are going smoothly. And that's
yeah, I
great.
Think so.
And I'm not
nice.
Seeing where it's going to fall off anytime soon. So I think you guys have finally found your solid footing. And how's his divorce doing?
He talked to a lawyer the other day, and he can't find, like, where any of this property is at that Derek thought that she and him had bought during their marriage. And so he's kind of worried about that. He's thinking that there's been a lot of fraud play involved.
Oh, boy.
The digging into nasty paperwork stuff. Mm-hmm. That's going to slow everything down. All that. Yep. Always going to slow.
Like, because somehow she got him taken off of their bank account without Derek even knowing he was off of it.
Now the lawyer's got to dig.
Happened to me,
too. Yeah, now the lawyer's got to dig in to see how that happened, because if that was fraudulent.
Yeah.
She signed
his
name.
Yes, and that's the thing. Yeah, so that just slows everything down.
You know what, though? Yep. I don't see any of these legal problems hindering your relationship with him.
Good.
Things are really turning into love between you guys.
Good. And they shouldn't, too, either. I mean,
and a solid commitment.
Right.
Do you see, like, when his divorce could be official? Like, are we still looking, like, a long time?
Well, I'm at least able to see through the end of the year, and I think it'll be into the new year. But I could be wrong.
Well,
so,
okay.
But, you know, there's hardly any of this year left.
There is hardly any of this.
Right. So that's not too saddening to say it might not be this year.
No, and remember, the dockets are really kind of tight up.
Well, tight, and then you got holidays, Thanksgiving, and Christmas, and people start bailing out in the legal world, taking lawyers.
Do you see him being able to see his kids for Christmas?
Well, can you put a pin in that for the next time we get together? Because I'd have to relay the cards, and we're be short on time.
Yeah, and that would be a big subject matter.
So we will be here tomorrow, but it'll be probably 5 o'clock your time.
Yeah, we'll be here.
I'll try.
An hour earlier tomorrow on News for the Soul.
Yeah.
All right, here's the healing card
angel
reading. The unknown. Do not fear the unknown. This is a time of deep exploration and transformation. Unfamiliar territory leads to new horizons.
That's a good card.
It is. So
that
it's
is
like,
a card. Excuse me.
She has all these questions, and they're basically the healing angels are saying, don't fear them. It's okay. All those questions are going to lead to new things.
I agree.
That's what I agree.
Mm-hmm.
But who the hell am I? All right. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Again, we're going to keep on.
All right, hon. Talk to you soon.
All right.
One thing I'd like to mention to those who may be listening for the first time, we do not have all of our close personal friends calling in. This is the result of people that are regulars.
Oh, yeah. You hear us talk to them like they're buddies. They're people that call in all the time, so we have a little relationship.
We do.
On-the-air relationship.
And that's the thing you want to build with this type of card reading, is I need to build that spiritual and intuitive connection with you.
Yeah, I mean, they call in all the time. We talk, we know, we goof around, joke around a lot. They don't live down the street. We're not going to a bar and doing tequila shots and throwing lemons at the bartender and hiding the salt or anything. No.
And we'd have to grab Mike in the UK and drag him out with us.
Ah, Sir Mike-a-Lot. All right, here we go. Let's see. We're going to go to area code 919, our neighbor to the south, North Carolina. 919, welcome to the show.
Hello. What we got?
Hey, it's Patsy. How are y'all?
Oh, Patsy, I've been thinking
Hello.
About
you. Welcome.
Patsy. Remember,
hey.
Connection issues there a little
bit. There's a delay.
Can you hear us, Patsy?
Yes, I'm on an earpiece. Do you want me to just put it on regular phone?
Regular phone seems to work the best. Bluetooth and speakerphone can get jacked up going through Blog Talk on the internet.
Okay. You're on regular phone
mind,
now.
If you don't mind, I think it's going to work better for us both.
Okay. I can hear you loud and clear.
All right, same here. What do you got cooking? What do you want to know?
Of course, I'm going through a lot. Moving in 2 weeks and all that stuff, and it's just really hard. But my question is about my son. He has his girlfriend that came from Missouri to stay with him a few weeks, and she may move here in January. I was just wondering where you see that relationship going.
Oh, okay. How's he doing? I have read recently that he ended up in the ER.
Take a shortcut over his brick balcony, and he, like, split his whole toenail and broke his big toe.
Ooh, I hurt just thinking about it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I hurt looking at it.
Oh, I bet. Do you like his girlfriend? Have you met her?
Yeah, I've only been around her a little bit, but she's very sweet. She's been through a lot. She's a very sweet girl.
Oh, that's nice.
Very humble. And I remember you telling me a year ago he was going to meet somebody in about a year, and I'd really like her.
Oh, well, this would be good for you to have more family around you, you know?
Yeah, there's no such thing as too much family. Unless they're
asshole
family.
Even though they don't want me around right now.
Well, that's the thing. There's those type of family members and then the other type of family members. Yeah, we all have those.
Okay. Now, I'm going to tell you what the cards say, which may be in direct opposition to what your son says. You know, they don't always tell us exactly what they feel.
Shocking.
Yeah, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Keep things from us.
He's not sure.
Oh, yeah.
He's not sure if he wants her as a girlfriend or a friend. And he may end it. So I just want to put that.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's, you know, that's his prerogative.
I think he has quite a hefty list of what he requires with a female. And I think he got hurt pretty bad, didn't he, a few years ago?
Yes.
And
it
seems to really affected him.
He might have some scar tissue that is not fully healed.
And
we are humans.
Yeah.
That's normal.
But he would not get hurt. He would be the one telling her, I don't think so.
It'd be the other way around. Yeah, in other words, he's got a shield up protecting him. So.
Yes.
Well, I know she cooks for him all the time, and, I mean, she's good for him.
Yes, and the thing is, remember, these guys, when they get really good treatment, I'm laughing at this.
I'm laughing at a card situation we'll talk about later. Get back to your reading.
Yeah.
These guys get what?
Guys will take advantage of what the woman does for them. They will even be very sexy and intimate and, you know, all of that. But in their mind, they're already thinking, I think I want to friend zone this.
Right.
So he's probably...
Yeah, they've been friends for years.
Yeah. And
when you say friend zone, you don't mean just friend zone, do you?
Friends with benefits?
Well, they were just friends. He met her when she came to North Carolina to visit. They've been friends for years, and then they said that they were a couple in February, so she came down here for 2 weeks to see how it goes, and if they... you know, hit it off, then she's going to move here and move in with him.
Yeah, I'm not sure at this juncture that's actually going to happen. She's real into him. I just think he's got, like you said, his guard up. And there's a part of him that can't go past this one spot. It's like the trauma. There's still trauma there.
Every person is different. Unless you're a princess or a knight, shining armor in the cartoons, most everybody goes through something that has caused them pain in love world.
Right.
Some people put up bigger shields and have bigger scars than others.
Well, aren't you the intelligent
one? I hope you don't get her pregnant while she's here.
I'm an old bastard, and I've been around the block a couple times.
All right, let's hear your harp.
And we shall... Oops, shit, wrong button. Oh, I almost played something that wouldn't have been so sacred. Reading. Subject is sacred knowledge. Close your eyes and focus on your breath. Feel the peace within. Beyond your thoughts lie the eternal truth that I am presence, the of eternal love. It's almost like a meditation healing angel card thing to think about when you are maybe in a little bit of despair.
Yeah.
That the angels
I'm
are
in
out.
Total despair. I'm in total despair with my life. So I do that because I have to take a minute and just not think of anything.
And these that card basically saying, remember, there's some higher ups up here, the angels.
Oh, yeah.
That are with you when you take those meditative minutes.
That's true.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Happy hanging there.
Thank you so much, and I love y'all.
Oh, we love you, too.
Keep on calling. You know where to find us.
Yes, I do. All right. Y'all have a great night and a great week.
Yep, you
too.
Thank
you.
Our neighbor to the south, and literally a neighbor to the south.
Yes.
All righty, we're going to go to, we go back to this state a lot. Imagine that. It's a very big state. 516, we're going to New York, New York, 516, could be New York, New York.
Hello, and welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
And who is here with us?
Deborah and Jim, it's Kavita from New York.
How oh, my God.
Nice.
I want to tell you, I thought of you today.
Awesome.
And I found the information that I'm going to take a picture of it and send it to you.
I don't know what that is.
Great.
I
wonderful.
A newspaper home. Yeah.
She's
working on a situation over an airline. And there's a guy that is in our big city paper. He's probably syndicated. And he helps people solve their...
I sort of remember that. Yeah. But you speak in so many codes that I just let it go.
Well, how are you doing?
I'm good. I just wanted to ask you what you picked up. I had the healing session with the British healer, Malcolm Smith, on Friday. And
how
I was wondering, it was interesting. I really like his energy, but I didn't feel like I got what I was looking for. I think the next workshop with that healer that has had thousands and thousands of healing testimonies in November is going to be the one that's going to help. But I was wondering what you pick up.
Okay,
that's pretty cool.
You
said that was just this past Friday that you had that session?
Yeah. He's connected with the Edgar Cayce Center, which is pretty world-renowned in terms of, you know, hiring only legitimate healers.
Was it a Zoom type of session or some similar software?
He was from England. It was in person.
Oh, cool. That's even better.
Yeah.
A lot of times it's not so well. But, so was it at a convention center event?
It was at what's called the Balance Center in New York City. They are affiliated with the Edgar Cayce Center.
Okay. Well, she has a lot of resources available being from that area that we do not.
Yeah.
That's cool. That is cool.
Yeah.
All right. What do you got, Deb?
Oh, that man is marvelous.
Is he? Yep.
Once he just did?
But he's a tough nut to crack when it comes to healing and stuff. So if you didn't really resonate with him, I would think it's not a failure. It's just that he's like on a path that isn't parallel with yours. At this time.
They're moving at different paths at different speeds.
That's what I think.
And they might never catch up or...
Well, he isn't going to be able to provide the healing that she's seeking.
They're not on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
So she does need to look for this guy maybe. It's coming up in November.
Oh,
right?
I have already told her. I thought he'd
going
to knock
her
socks off.
Well, that's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
So there is good news there.
I'm reading his book now. He's... really fascinating. His book is called Healing with Light Frequencies. So if you want an interesting read on healing by Jerry Sargent, it's amazing. So I'm looking forward to his workshop in November.
That is cool. This is associated with, I extended it for the last call. Is this associated with the light frequency healing that you're getting ready to do in November? Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
so
we want to know about that. You have to tell
us really
about
that.
I don't really have time to read the book with all the stuff going on, but when you after you go through that, please let us know how that comes out and what you think.
I will. I will. I
know you can call
sooner, but it's so interesting. Really
that's
interesting.
Cool. I call sooner than that, but definitely at the least call after that to tell
her
your thoughts.
I know she will.
And especially after you've read the book before you went into it, so that'll be interesting to see what you feel.
Yeah. So I'm excited.
Okay.
Well, stand by. Hang on. Un momento. I have to re-rack my software real quick because it is what it is. Not just, okay, there we go. The sound we all love. Anyway, here you go. Here's your angel card reading.
Okay.
The time code. I like this because it could apply to a million things, but especially her. Positive outcome is the subject of your healing angel card reading. The sun is about to burst through the clouds, and you will soon see things in a different light. Something that previously seemed hopeless will soon be filled with nothing but hope.
That's really great.
And we're looking at a lot of healing stuff here, so that means she could be on that road.
Perfect. Perfect call.
That is awesome, and thank you for calling, and thank you for being patient and waiting.
And once I'm off the air, I will send that to you.
Great. Thanks, Deborah.
Okay.
Thanks,
Jim. You're so welcome. Have a great
day. Oh, you're always welcome. We appreciate all these people's patience.
Me too. I mean, we do.
I know
I
hate holding. I'm the most impatient person on this planet when it comes to holding.
Oh, just me.
I totally appreciate anybody that holds for us.
Thank
you. Even though it's free reading still, it's like, oh, my God. All right. I think this is our caller. Going to be last but not least.
And I think we know where it's coming from.
Let's see. It is from the great state of Minnesota, land of 10,000 lakes.
Hello. Oh, look.
Hi, it's Judy.
Yes.
I just got a quick. How are you doing? I just got a really quick question. This won't take long at all. I'm
all
going
right.
through a really bad financial right now. I mean, it's bad, Deb. And I wanted you to look at the cards and see if it's going to get better really soon, or if there's help on the way or anything.
Okay. All right. Now, I know that you're really feeling kind of petrified and distraught and all, but here's the thing. When people bring a lot of emotion like that to the reading tends to be all gloom and doom.
Okay.
So you have to try to feel hopeful coming to the card.
I missed the subject.
Oh, financials are bad.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. And we understand. And I'll tell you what, I've been there and I've been full of gloom and doom quite a bit. I've been in some financial stuff where I've been like, oh my God, it's pretty hard to say, oh, you must have faith, Jim, and talk myself out of it.
I just meant for the reading process.
But in general, I understand why she comes in like that is all I'm saying. We all do when it first hits us and stuff, but yes. So bottom line is your reading could be skewed a little bit is what you're saying. A lot of your gloom and doom may roll over into the reading, and it might not be the right outcome. You should keep calling back, in other words, right?
I agree.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because tonight's reading is kind of on a cliff, only because of how worried you are. Now, why is your ex-husband coming up? Is he still your husband, or is he your ex?
He is my ex.
Well,
I have no idea why he's coming in.
How long has he been an ex?
Yeah, good question.
Oh, gee, since 2000. Well, I fought with divorce for him for 5 or 6 years. He represented himself, and the judge let him ask me questions, put me on the stand twice. Kid you not. And he was an abuser, you know. Anyway, probably since 2009,
okay,
I've been divorced from him, but it took me five. Huh?
It's been over a decade, so I was looking for a ballpark. Right? What do you got, Deb?
Okay.
Card looking to make trouble. So I just wanted to warn you. Does he drink, or what does he do? He looks like he.
He likes to smoke pot.
Oh, that's it. Okay. But instead of it chilling him out, it seems like it aggravates him.
Which is odd. That's an unusual side effect.
Well, some people are.
You're right. Well, everybody's different on everything. I agree.
So
100%.
I'm a very forgiving person, Deb, and he's not, and he's always trying to make problems and trouble for with. I don't know. He's got it in for me. That's all I can tell you.
Because you got away. You got away, Judy.
In his mind.
And he is a controlling SOB, pardon my friend.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
But he wanted to keep you under his thumb.
Yep, I agree. In his mind, you defeated him, and he thinks he's the king shit.
And that's what it is.
So now he's pissed off.
He's
going to be pissed off.
What?
I love what Jim just said. He thinks he's a king shit.
Oh, yeah. I'm just like knowing, I mean, I was in the Navy for 11 years, surrounded by thousands of guys on two aircraft carriers.
Yeah.
I work at a shipyard now with 30,000 people. I know pretty much what good guys, bad guys, and average guys think. And he thinks he's the shit.
Oh, he does. And he wants to chew old bones with you in a bad way. I mean, he won't let the past go.
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, right. And I'm over it. But he won't get over it. So
nope.
I just keep going forward, and I just don't pay attention to him.
There's nothing you can do. You're right. So, your best bet is to not engage.
But I just wanted to let you know he's got a whole...
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, that away in your background, you might come across each other's paths again. And remember, he's trying to be a dickweed, and you should not engage.
And another thing is, I don't want to get too personal, but I'm living on Social Security and also a pension from my late husband, and what I earn in this work. But I'm wondering if you're in that financial trouble and you have sources of income, you should go and talk to the people that are helping. I mean, there's so many agencies that will help you with your debt. I went to one. My poor husband lied. He said he had done the taxes from 2015. He never did. He also...
Apparently, he looked at them.
He looked at them, but he never did
them. He had a lot on his mind.
So the IRS was breathing down my throat. He left behind... You know, cancer is very expensive, people. And we were severely in debt while he was trying to save his life. My point is that I went to, and I can't even remember the name of it, but I went to a place, brought my tale of woe, and they straightened everything out, making sure that I still had enough money. And in the meantime, you really maybe ought to think about selling your house before it gets beyond, you know, managing on. But.
Or there's reverse mortgage options, depending on the equity you have. There's some things out there. You got to get creative, maybe. Think outside the box, all that mumbo-jumbo phrases you hear all the time.
There's just too much darkness in your cards for tonight, but we'll be on tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'd love it if you'd call. We'll try again.
Yeah, we're on News for the Soul tomorrow, so it'll be an hour earlier.
That sounds good.
That would be 5
See,
o'clock.
I didn't have enough hours in, like working hours, but I really did. John did the taxes. Sometimes he'd skip 4 years and then do them. And I said, why the hell would you do that? You're going to be penalized. And he said, because I'd have to pay in. And he never told him about my business. I raise dogs. I bought a car for him, a car for my kid. They didn't get to see any of that, what I worked, because he never claimed it.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Oh, but I qualified. What is injured spouse? I did get the IRS put garnishments on me, and, I mean, they were taking a lot away. Remember, Jim?
Yeah, if
thousands.
If you have a lot of IRS problems, there are
programs.
There are private programs, and then there's also tax advocates, which are also government run through the IRS.
And you could be considered an injured spouse where you'll be alleviated of any past debt to the IRS.
If you Google IRS and tax advocate, believe it or not, it's a government agency that helps you. You know, it's how they never advertise.
Well, I even got post-traumatic from them. So there you go.
Well,
that's
in
my doctor's records.
I would go, if it's in your doctor's record, I would talk getting a Social Security disability on that, but that's
and
a whole
that's
different,
another
subject,
thing.
Different subject.
You never remarried, did you, after that?
No.
No? Well, you need to check the Social Security ins and outs, because divorced wives that don't remarry get part of the guy's Social Security.
A lot of things to check into. At least it's something positive
yeah.
to look into. Maybe
well, I
you.
knew about the Social Security, but the pension thing, I mean, even my lawyer tried to look into his 401k, whatever you call that.
Yeah.
And he hit it, and he said, I don't have one. Well, there's no way, because he's a director for a company, Computers. He makes way over $100,000 a year.
Oh, yeah. If he's a director of a computer company that has more than five people, he's definitely making six figures easily.
This is why he has surfaced in your cart, because you're going to need to start poking around.
Yeah, you're going to probably have to start poking the bear.
And just remember.
But that bear deserves it, because he's an asshole.
And karma is a bitch. So.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
all right. Well, what's my angel card, Jim?
Yeah.
Oh, this is actually better tonight.
Yeah.
Because we have different angel cards tonight. We are focusing on the healing angel card. So,
yeah.
Their focus is on healing, and your subject of yours is positive thinking.
Boy.
Which is tough. It's easier said than done. Positive thinking is vital in creating a healthy and abundant life. A positive attitude along with positive beliefs and thoughts are crucial ingredients for creating happiness. Don't worry. Think love.
Yep.
Remember, that's not us. That's the angels.
Well,
that's my angels.
Yep.
They're all of our angels. Yes,
let's
indeed.
Talk to you tomorrow, Judy, if you have a chance.
Yeah.
That'll be around 5 o'clock
okay.
here tonight.
Okay.
Well, then we'll be back on our normal
All right. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate you and love you.
And
we
take
love
care.
You too.
Also for all you people patiently holding.
Yes. Take care.
We have to, sorry, there was a new caller, but we've extended the show and it's Sunday night.
And we did that just to finish.
But do not fret. Tomorrow will be on News for the Soul.
Yeah.
An hour earlier. And if you go to, you'll see it on Blog Talk, News for the Soul's all huge because they're a big operation.
And please call in.
Yep.
The earlier you get on.
Earlier the better, right?
On the list. Yeah, you get on that list.
And then the rest of the week, we do several shows back on the Psychic Love
Doctor
show.
Okay.
So you can find us. Do not fret.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone. We so enjoyed you. And
this show is over. Say goodbye. Say goodbye.